All right, hey y'all. I'm Jennifer Bradley. I am the director for the Center for Excellence in Peer Education. And I'm honored to be here with the director for the First Year Experience Program, Dr. Jen Wright.
Hello.
And a First Year Experience Peer Facilitator, Gabrielle Gibson.
Hi.
So we're going to just kind of chat about the First Year Experience and also peer education. The first question I have today is for Jen. So what is the First Year Experience Program and why do we have it?
Well, Jennifer, I'm so glad that you asked.
Oh, you're welcome.
So the First Year Experience Program was formed back in 2007. Mm-hmm. And it was our answer to SAC-COC's first QEP, Quality Enhancement Program. Mm-hmm. But we chose the First Year Experience Program because in the early 2000s, research that was being done across universities and colleges around the country was revealing the fact that for first-year students, for students to be successful, it's really important to have a welcoming and supportive environment. Studies show that to be successful as college students, students need to have a sense of connection. That could be a few good friends, it could be mentors or one or two professors. And so the First Year Experience Program was created to provide opportunities for that kind of connection, that sense of belonging, right off the bat. During the first semester, maybe the first two semesters that the students at college, a chance to build the relationships with other students and to be guided by both a faculty member and a senior student, our peer facilitator, we'll be hearing from Gabby in a minute, through the college journey. The FYE is an academic program, or First Year Experience is an academic program that's designed to intentionally integrate students into the academic and cultural community at the College of Charleston, and it does this in two ways. The first is that it provides opportunities for long-term connections. So this is getting a chance to work closely with dedicated College of Charleston faculty, getting mentoring from the peer facilitator, getting a chance to build relationships with the other students in their class because they take both the academic class and they take the synthesis seminar together, so they're with each other for a period of time. And they also get a chance to connect to the larger college community and the Charleston community, both because the faculty work to bring the community into the classroom by bringing in guest speakers and people from the local community, but also bringing the classroom into the community through events and field trips and activities and things that students do. So, for example, now that the International African American Museum has opened, mm-hmm. we have so many faculty that are wanting to take their students there.
That's awesome.
Whether in the class or outside of the class, they're getting an opportunity to go visit, and we're able to actually pay for those tickets and give them that opportunity. The other thing that we try to do is to provide opportunities within the classes for them to build, to gain and to practice the skills that they need for success as college students. So, you know, understanding the nature of knowledge building, of knowledge creation, academic integrity, having an opportunity to think about different issues, thorny problems that mm-hmm. we as human beings have been grappling with from an interdisciplinary perspective. Like they might take a class that's got, they have a biology class and that's linked with a sociology class. Yeah. So they're exploring an issue from multiple perspectives. So our program provides high impact learning experiences, and we've been doing this since the inception for over 2,000 students a year. Mm-hmm. This year it's like, I think we have almost 2,700 students.
That's kind of a lot. It's kind of a big group.
And we have, and to do this, we partner with over 100 faculty mm-hmm. every year. Some of them new, some of them returning. Some people like myself have been teaching in the program for like forever. And the Center for Excellence in Peer Education, hires and trains over 80 new and returning peer facilitators.
So one thing that I'm picking up on is that, well, kind of know it, is that the skills that they gain, that students gain from their first year experience course, those are skills that they will use throughout the rest of their
That's the goal, is to kind of help them to
understand. Regardless of where they go, what discipline they go into. So maybe if they're not even going into like that certain discipline, they are going to gain skills that they you'll learn from their first year experience course.
Right, exactly.
I wholeheartedly believe that, like, following my, throughout my college years, my first freshman year experience has stuck with me the entirety of the way.
Right. Exactly.
And those connections.
Yeah, because I mean, when you're transferring, you know, from college, or I'm sorry, from high school to college, especially with COVID, is like, you know, reading, writing, 100%. Research.
Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, being able to communicate to person to person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what are some examples of different courses that are, you know, provided for for the first year experience in learning communities?
There are it's kind of fun, actually, because there's lots and lots of different courses coming from pretty much every department on campus. We have, just as an example, this year some of our seminar titles are things like Biomimicry, Nature's Mentor, The Future of Dinosaurs, How the Moral Mind Works, Personal Finance as a Form of Empowerment, Monsters of the Margins, Vampires, Witches, and Zombies.
I want to take that one.
Yeah, know, Bad Hombres, Spicy Vixens, Challenging Latina Stereotypes in the United States. We've got a course called The Professional Learner, Developing Your Personal Brand. We've got a Hope in Human Condition course. We've got a Mars Attacks course. Yes.
And it's good to note that students are choosing the courses they want to participate in.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. And when we think about the learning communities, which I'll talk a little bit more about those in a second, but we have the courses that are two courses linked together. We've got examples like Creating a Sustainable Earth for All, which is a geology and an English class. We've got Gateways to Neuroscience, which is biology and psych. Dancing Away Your Fear of Public Speaking, which would have been good for us to take before
100%.
Coming here, which is Comm 104 and a physical education 122. There's a Black Lives learning community. There's a human side of sustainability, which is anthropology and sociology. So yeah, lots and lots of different courses.
Wide
for
range of, like, you know, through disciplines and through everything else. So Gabriella, so where does peer education fit into the program, and what role does it play, and what role you have had in this situation as a first-year experienced peer facilitator?
The first thing that comes to mind is definitely connection. When you're a freshman in college, as I once was, you're often faced with new responsibilities, new experiences, and it can be excruciatingly lonely. And I feel like my biggest role as a peer educator is to be a comfort and to connect with these students. It's sometimes easier as an 18-year-old person to talk to someone who's only a few years older than you. I'm there to walk them through as a peer, not anything more than that, where it's an equalizer. Like, I want them to be able to feel, and I feel like the program itself wants them to be able to feel, they're able to communicate with students their own age who have gone through similar experiences rather than someone who experienced it much earlier on in life or at different times. I'd say what role it's a part of and it plays in is what you learn from them, they are also learning from you. So it's very much give and take. I've done this. This is my second year doing it. And I've learned so much from just the small time I've been a part of it, whether it's from person to person or just an overall class experience. It's, like I said, very much give and take. I'm constantly learning. I hope they're constantly learning from me. And I really work to be a person of comfort for them. Yes. And, yeah.
Will you just briefly talk about, like, the typical week of a peer facilitator?
Oh, yeah.
So basically, like, you know, because you've worked with Jen Wright before.
Yes.
And so kind of talk about, like, what a typical week looks like as a peer facilitator.
Okay. I've sticked to Monday classes, so I'll have my class with my students on my Monday, and we'll talk, we'll go through the coursework. Each week we have new expectations of what to go through. One thing I really do love about the program is the, not necessarily like leniency, but the allowance of creativity. So each week I don't have to stick to the same agenda of a PowerPoint. I can let my creative freedom run. So whether that's like going outside for an activity or staying inside and making it an intimate group activity of the sort. But after that, I have my office hours, and depending as a peer facilitator, you know, how many classes you are teaching varies on how many office hours you have. That's usually a time where students can come check in with me. I'll check in with my professor I'm working with, as well as an additional meeting with my professor, which is honestly so fun because I love the professor I'm under. And then, you know, check-ins, emails, grading, assignments. You know, it always happens here and there where you need to remind a student of how that they're in college and they have to do things, and helping them,
emails.
Guiding them. Yeah, definitely. Email etiquette's a big one. but those types of things.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's usually a week as a peer facilitator. Yeah. And it's very, it sounds like a lot, but it's very manageable. And it's really nice when you're focusing on, like, yourself and their relationship with the student. It makes it a lot easier rather than like an authoritarian power.
From the professor perspective, I'll say that I think one of the things that's that was great about, for example, working with Gabby, is that so she's getting a chance to be in the classroom with the same students that 100%. I'm in the classroom with. And but she's getting a different perspective, right? Because some of the ones that are really talkative in my class may not be talkative in her class, and some that are not necessarily, they're finding me a little intimidating or more opening up to Gabby. And then we would come together and sit down and talk about how's it going? What are we noticing with the students? Who's really shining? Who seems a little shy? Who seems a little lost and out of place? And so obviously there's the academic side of it, which is important, but there's also just the personal connection, the opportunity to really be thinking about how we support our students in their personal journey as college students. What can we be doing to make them feel more comfortable? What can we do to help them feel like they can navigate their classes? We learn a lot more about them that way. And plus, it's the relationship that we are building. So being able to have a relationship with the peer facilitator is one of the, my favorite parts about teaching in the program, for sure.
And when students see, like, a power unit of, like, two people coming together, like, it's it encourages them to want to do great in both classes, which is, you know, it happens where it isn't always like that. But in this case, it's always, like, it was always a Gabriella and, like, Jen, right, thing. And that was something that was really comfortable for me and I think for the students as well.
And that's what I love so much about, like, the FYE program is that, you know, we have faculty and peer educators are coming together to help our students.
100%.
And so, like, you know, you both are working with the same cohort of students. You have your agenda. You work together with your agendas as well, but you're coming together to help these students.
Right.
And so that's amazing.
And to problem solve and to adapt where we need to based on the specifics of the students' needs and
supporting
their, and their
these
abilities.
Students.
There's so much empathy based in this program. Like, it's people with working with people, you know?
And the learning community part, I think that's really cool to have, like, you know, two different disciplines, like, come together.
Right.
And then, like, students, like, never realized, you know, like, an English class and a math class can come together. But then, you know, seeing that, you know, the professors can communicate together and have, like, this overall discipline and overall assignments is really amazing. And then also having the peer facilitator bring it all together as well.
Right.
So, I mean, that's, I think that's a really...
I've got an
amazing concept.
One that we'll be teaching in the fall, a course that I'm teaching in the fall that's a Psych 103 and a Philosophy 206, and it's the philosophy and psychology of bad behavior. So we're going to be looking at this idea of criminal behavior.
Interesting.
From both perspectives. Like, what's the philosophy of agency and responsibility and psychopathology? And it's like, what do we understand from a psychological perspective? And both of those contribute to our understanding of what do we mean when we say that people are being criminals or they're engaged in bad behavior.
I was a PF for a learning community, and it was a journalism class and a public speaking class. And as much as you think those two are similar, they're very different because people can communicate well with their own expressions and feelings and opinions. But then the second it's, you know, like you're getting a different opinion on the perspective and having to challenge your thoughts, it's, you know, it causes a different dynamic. So it's really cool to see my students have to, you know, be writing a million things and then just as well as speaking a million different types of things.
Two different types of communication.
And then the more the merrier. Like, instead of two of us, there were three of us who were all committed to these students.
Yeah, and in addition to the courses, we also provide trainings every year. We provide workshops and support for faculty. We have money for them for the events that we've been talking about already and all kinds of activities. This fall, we're doing some cooking books, which are opportunities for faculty to come together. We're going to make food and eat food together while we're talking about books. We have a connected teaching book and a culturally responsive teaching book that we're going to be reading and talking together while we are eating either dinner or breakfast, depending on what people want to sign up for.
So jealous. I wish I was
there. Yeah,
we might have to have one for peer facilitators.
That'd be so fun.
All right, so Gabrielle. All right, so you have been a peer facilitator for about 2 years now, and now you are a mentor to other peer facilitators. So what are the benefits for students to become a peer facilitator?
Honestly, the thing that keeps coming back to me is connection. I've created so many meaningful connections through this, whether it's with professors or students. I still talk to a lot of my students now. I still talk to a lot of the professors I worked with, like Jen Wright. And it also has allowed me to grow a lot in being able to talk in front of people. I wouldn't have been able to do this a year ago, probably. So it has allowed me to grow vocally confident, like confident in what my beliefs and how I feel in leading a room. And also just, like I said, creating those really nice relationships and having people to support you in whatever way you can. I honestly feel the most support in my peer facilitating group of people and mm-hmm. with my team. I know that I can rely on them and they can rely on me, and that is something that means a lot to me due to like the extent that this job can get. It's like, you know, you need to take a mental health day. Mm-hmm. You have a team of other students who understand you and are willing to help you out in whatever capacity they can, as well as the professors. I mean, everyone here is so empathetic and understanding. Another thing that comes to mind as well is problem solving. I'm hit with the most random little things, and they're not even like big problems. It's just like an email or like a question that, you know, a student wanna ask in person, and I've had to come up with answers on the spot. And obviously I've also learned to be like, hey, I don't know the answer to that. Let me find it out for you and I'll get back to you. So it's helped me understand the depth of human interaction, as well as like being okay to not knowing the answer, figuring out what the answer is, being confident with myself and with others. And it's been such a great takeaway this, like, through my college experience, for sure. Yeah,
like transferable skills.
Yes, 100%. Like, I'll be using these for the rest of my life. They're not going away anytime after college, so I hope not, at least.
So can we turn the tables now?
Let's turn the tables
to ask a question of our host. Jennifer, you have been mm-hmm. an integral part of the FYE program, and this obviously CP as well, almost since its inception 12 years ago. First as the assistant director, and then as associate director, and now you are the director. So what do you love most about being a part of the program and about your job in general?
Number one, I love working with students. I love seeing students like gain their leadership, like having these like transferable skills.
You're good at it.
Of course. You know, training them, just seeing them like when they start, mm-hmm. you know, as a peer facilitator, mm-hmm. and seeing them like, you know, go up, you know, from, you know, being a sophomore to a senior, how they've developed and how they are like changing within their own person. I love working with faculty too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing working with them on this level. And, you know, being that person that kind of, you know, gives them that help that they need, you know, with the peer facilitator. Just over the years, you know, and having them connect, having peer facilitators connect students to other students, to their faculty, and then to the community as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, 100%. I think that is something that is enriching for me and something that's rewarding, is seeing, like, how it grows. Because, I mean, sometimes a student will not let their peer facilitator or their faculty know.
Right.
They've made a difference in their life, but then the next semester they're still there, or you get an email
yeah.
down the road, mm-hmm. and they're like, "Thank you for letting me know about this information,"
yeah.
and coming back like we will hear that from like these little stories that are not prominent at that moment,
right.
but yeah. come back later on.
And you get to see a whole overview of it rather than yes. just intimate details. It's like, obviously you do see the intimate details, but you get the entire picture, mm-hmm. whereas a lot of people within it may not see the entire picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that does sound like it's
sometimes scary. I like to say, like, we're the best kept secret at the college.
Yeah, yeah.
because so of the fact weird. That, like, we work with, you know, with almost all the students
yeah.
at some capacity
yeah.
and
yeah.
faculty.
Yeah.
And so we help students like along the way to connect them with the college.
Must yeah. be why we're in the basement of the library.
That's why we're the best kept secret.
We're invisibly holding their yeah. hand their entire yeah. way yeah. through
the
college.
Foundation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think one way of summarizing what we've been talking about so far is the fact that, and this is a lot like when we're the challenge of parenting. And I'm a developmental psychologist by training, but the challenge of parenting is how to be the combination of demanding, having high expectations for your children, having mm-hmm. clear boundaries and guidelines, but at the same time being responsive
yes.
and being able to meet them where they are. That is
yep.
really challenging.
Yeah.
It is.
And I would say that our program is really designed mm-hmm. to be that at this level, at the college level, we challenge students mm-hmm. in a supportive environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So our goal is to help them to really challenge themselves, challenge their beliefs, challenge their knowledge, challenge their capacity for things, mm-hmm. to really fall down and struggle with things, but know that it's okay to do so, that we're there to support them,
yeah.
we're there to make sure that they get the help that they need,
yeah.
and that we believe that they're capable of great things,
absolutely.
That they're going to find their yeah. way to where they want to be, their life path.
And yeah. I will say that, like, you know, over the years, like, the First Year Experience program has, like, really developed,
uh-huh. yeah.
you know, from when it started, you know, being, you know, something that all students had to take, and it's just, it is grown and blossomed, mm-hmm. As well as peer education, because over the years, we have not just trained first-year experienced peer facilitators, we have now trained a lot of other peer educators across campus. So Spectra leaders, peer academic coaches, peer mentors in the Career Center, peer mentors with the School of Science and Math, peer academic advisors, veteran peer mentors, and we've also worked with the community mm-hmm. with Academic Magnet, mm-hmm. the high school, and working with their mentors as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just been something, I think, you know, that we've had a very good mm-hmm. Combination over the years.
We intellectually stimulate them in a way that allows them to grow and flourish mm-hmm. that they may have not experienced in pre-college, I feel like, and it's in a very positive
especially
way.
Especially now, too.
Yeah, like of course. Yeah. I mean, you're learning so much. You're mm-hmm. finally being able to hear your own thoughts without it being shaded by maybe the people you were around growing up and those types of things. And we're giving them the proper loving push to become and develop into their own person, I feel like. Yeah.
Good.
So I think, any other final thoughts at this point?
I don't think so. It's just been a positive experience the entire time.
Been.
I've loved being a PF. Yeah.
It is wonderful working with
you
all.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Feeling is very mutual.
Yes. So if anybody has like any questions for first year experience, contact Jen Wright. If you have any questions about peer education, contact myself, Jennifer Bradley, or Gabrielle Gibson, who is a peer facilitator.
Yes.
So yes, thank you all for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Speaking of College of Charleston with today's guests, Jen Wright, Director of First Year Experience Programs, and Gabriella Gibson, First Year Experience Peer Facilitator. For more episodes, go to today@cofc.edu. This episode was produced by Annie Stockwell from University Communications with recording and sound by Jesse Kuntz.